January 6th, or Three Kings Day, is often thought of as the end of the Christmas period. It is less well known as one of the anniversaries of Czechoslovak independence. That is more commonly celebrated on October the 28th. But on January the 6th, some 90 years ago, Czech politicians unanimously signed a declaration calling for a united Czechoslovakia free from Habsburg rule. While the Habsburg monarchy stepped in and censored the document, some historians credited the so-called Three Kings Declaration with getting the ball rolling towards Czechoslovak independence. Rosie Johnson asked historian Jan Rychlík about the declaration and its impact.
On 6th of January 1918, here in the house, in the representative house, on the what is now the Square of the Republic, the big restaurant and the concert hall, met Czech deputies from the Austrian parliament, the Reichsrat, and also the deputies of the land diets, Bohemian Diet, Moravian Diet, and Silesian Diet. And they made a declaration which, according to its date, 6th of January, which is according to the Catholic calendar, the holiday of Three Kings, is called Tri Králová deklarace, the Three Kings Declaration. When for the first time was proposal formulated of independent Czech state connected and united with Slovakia, without any mentioning the Habsburg dynasty.
How important was this declaration in getting Czechoslovak independence underway?
Well, it's difficult to say because we must see the Three Kings Declaration as a part of the continuing process, which started, in fact, according to me, already on 30th of May 1917, when for the first time during the First World War met the Austrian parliament and the Czech deputies passed the declaration calling for unifying of Czech lands with Slovakia. Three Kings Declaration is just the next step. However, the real change came only later in the spring of 1918, when the Entente powers, Great Britain and France, gave the carte blanche, the green light, to the plan to dismantle, to destroy Austria-Hungary and to establish the new states on its ashes. This was a main turning point. And of course, from this point of view, we can say that in summer 1918, also, the Three Kings Declaration was already only the historical document.
So you don't think in that case that this Three Kings Declaration has been overlooked?
I think that from the later events, and mainly in the light of 28th of October, and the events from the fall of 1918, those big strikes, big demonstrations, when for the first time, you know, people massively went to the streets, this declaration really somehow, you know, fell to the, I would say, the memory hole, as George Orwell says. But on the other hand, as a historian, I must say that it has a big significance because it was directed towards the outside world more than towards the domestic population. And today, certainly, when it's 90 years from that event, we should remember that date.
Where, then, would you put this Three Kings Declaration in the context of not only the year 1918, but just in the context of recent Czech history? Where does it fit?
Well, in the context of recent Czech history, certainly it was not the most important event. But on the other hand, it's necessary to see that it was for the first time the political act when all political parties represented in all parliaments, not only in the Reichsrat, in Austrian parliament, but also in those regional assemblies, regional diets, united with the same political program, which before that never happened. And certainly it resembled also the feeling of the population of our nation. That's its significance, even now from the perspective of 2007, 90 years after.
That was historian Jan Rychlík speaking on the significance of the Three Kings Declaration, and he was speaking there to Radio Prague's Rosie Johnson.